8 minutes gone past the hour of 10 o'clock. It's a fantastic Thursday morning. Well, as long as you're up, challenges everywhere in Nigeria. But yep, it's still a fantastic Thursday morning. I'm looking forward when my shift is done to sombole. I can't do it without it. I've already bought the plantain. I think I probably just fried. I digress. Anywho, our next conversation is all about power. It's our power update. However, it's trending right now. I'm looking at all the television stations. I'm looking at the screens. There's been some comment. There's been some interview about it. You probably were in the know yesterday that there was a strike. Yes, there was a strike recently by the union, the power staff union. And I've been very fortunate to get a representative, Comrade Innocent Lord Douglas, who is the Deputy General Secretary, Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Companies, South, South and Southeast Zone. He's standing by. We're going to be talking to him in a few short moments. Let's get to find out what exactly is the issue. Why was there a strike? Port Harcourt, parts of Port Harcourt thrown into darkness yesterday. The same with Abuja and Lagos. You probably got to see a video of the feeder has been turned off yesterday. It trended for a bit. So now, let's talk about it for a bit. Power update right here. Hello, Port Harcourt. All right, so Comrade Innocent, good morning to you and thank you for speaking with us. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, it is very fortunate that we are having you as the Deputy General Secretary of the Senior Staff Association of Electricity. Once again, if you just join us, my guest is Comrade Innocent Lord Douglas. And this morning, Nigerians, Rivers people want to ask exactly, why did your members enact a strike? Why did they go on strike yesterday?
Thank you for having me once again. Thank you, Rivers people. Yesterday, the strike actually started the day before yesterday. It was a long notice given to federal government about some incursion into the administrative operation of the transmission company of Nigeria, which I will, as the discussion continue, be using as DCN. DCN is a section of the power sector that transmits energy. When energy is being generated by the generation company, it's sent to the DCN to transmit. That is the only time we are going to have it in our house. That is when it gets to the distribution that is supposed to our people. And then this is a very critical sector in our industry. Recently, a board of DCN was inaugurated. This board has never been for over 7 years, despite the yearning. And when we saw the names and the persons in this board, we wrote to federal government and told them these are not the type of people that can manage this board. They are not technocrats, they are pure politicians. And we expressed our displeasure over the names that made this board. But of course, federal government wouldn't abate. They continued. The board continued. Lately, we discovered that these boards are overstretching. They are part into the administrative activity of TCN by, first of all, sending out invitation letters to acting assistant general managers, general managers, principal managers for an interview. You can't interview who you did not engage. Mm. And again, when you rise to this type of this level, a cadre in a sector at TCN, you don't go for interview. Any other appointment or promotion you get becomes an appointment. Like ED, those are appointments. They are not a promotion. But even if, without conceding, is it the board that are supposed to set up an interview for her staff? We said no. And we saw it as a ridicule, which also has violated the condition of service we have with TCN. We wrote a letter to the board and the ministry, but they didn't act well. And we have had several issues before now that we have tried to manage with the Nigerian system, and it is not working. And you know, there are ways that friendship would turn to a friend boat if should give more time to go. So we decided that the best time to strike is now. After the time we gave has expired and they are not doing receiving that letter, which is one of the major reasons why the protest of the day before yesterday and yesterday happened. And secondly, they also started investigating the activities of the welfare packages of our members. You know, and we said, no, you can't do that. You don't have that right to do that. And thirdly, there are people they call them market operators. I may not have enough time to define them, but market operators pay some of these monies that come from all these who go through the market operators. And then the board has also gone further to tell the market operators not to pay. Let me remind you that in 2013, distribution section of the power sector was privatized. And then so many staff have not been paid up till date.
Okay.
That matter have lingered between 2013 to 2019.
Who's meant to pay them? Who's meant to carry out their remuneration? Who's meant to offset the balance of payment?
Federal government. And when I say federal government, that is why I brought in market operators. It is within the desk of this market operator to really receive these monies from all these people and send for payment. So now, the latest information is that the board has also gone further to stop the market operators from releasing this money from these people. And without taking so much, the union said no. I think the best thing is to wear the big stick, to withdraw the services of our members. And firstly, the DCN companies and regions and sub-regions out of the office. And until the federal government and the board attend to the request.
Okay, all right. Now, by no means will I or any Nigerian say, okay, this is the best way to carry out your action, whatever. But the power sector is regarded as one of those essential services. You get to rarely hear anywhere in the world where essential services are cut off from the general public. Yesterday night, part of Port Harcourt was thrown into darkness. Some hospitals didn't have power. The same thing can be said for the Apo area in Abuja, other areas in Abuja yesterday. Lagos also was affected. Benin and Niragua affected. From the skies yesterday, there was nothing to indicate that there was life in some parts of Port Harcourt. Did this action, in all fairness, seem like the best or the most logical action for your union to take at this moment?
Yes, I started by having a flashback on what happened in 2013 to 2021 should be about 8 years or 9 years thereabouts. A sector was privatized and some of the staff that work in that organization have not been paid their monetization today. Aside that, during the privatization, the agreement was reached 16 months after we have monetization payment was made or started 16 months after the agreement. And the 16 months was not included in the service, what was paid on the services that have been rendered. We are talking about essential workers. And the government have never had any reason, despite the numerous times of dialogue. And outside the country, other countries, essential workers have been taking giving so much attention for a thing like this not to happen. It's only in countries like Nigeria that the government will wait until people protest before they can attend to what they are supposed to do. The meeting that held yesterday was less than 4 or 5 hours. And we had a resolution, an agreement, that government are going to fulfill these promises that have waited for over 8 years ago. Jude, if government is proactive, there wouldn't be any need for any protest in a sector as essential as ours.
All right. right. Thank you very much, Mr. Innocent. A lot of issues to thrash around this morning. Let's get on to the next bit, and it's from your own comments. You said one of the grievances that your buddy had was an investigation into its affairs, into the welfare affairs by the board.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong in checking what happens randomly. But everything is wrong when the wrong people are coming to check to do the job that has not supposed to be their job.
So who are the wrong people?
I'm not sure it's the job of the board to go into the welfare packages of the workers. We have a condition of service that have spelled out how we work with government. We report to the Office of the Auditor General. We report to the EFCC when they call. We report to the ICPC. And there are ways to channel issues.
Mm.
If you are having a disagreement or there are issues you don't understand, you make an investigation. You channel it through the proper channel. But when you come as a board and store the welfare package that's supposed not to be your duty, not to be your function, then we'll tell you no, that is not your role, that is not your job.
Let us get you clearly. Did they stop the welfare packages or they only investigated the welfare packages?
They stopped. That is the investigation. When they want to investigate, you have to stop whatsoever. And that is why, that is the grounds. That is investigation. If you said, okay, we are not clear with this, send it to the proper channel for the definition of explanation. Of course, you know that. That's what we call budgeting. All these things are budgeted before they are released. So who are you querying? Are you querying the people that approve the budget? Or you're querying the people that are benefiting out of the budget?
Mm. Okay.
And initially I told you that when we went through their profiles, we told the Nigerians, we told the federal government that this set of people are not the type of people we're expecting to become the board of a critical sector of the industry like TCN.
Okay, all right. Once again,
if I would digress a little,
yes, please.
Jude,
yes, please.
If I would digress a little, Jude, let me let Nigerians to know a little within this our sector. If you live on air going towards Calabar, Akwa Ibom, there is a substation there. It's 132 kV. That substation is abandoned. It's near 80% completion. This is the type of the job that the board are supposed to do. The board are supposed to wield political power to empower the DCN.
Abandoned, you say?
Power. Hello?
You said abandoned.
It's abandoned. If you go to Mbano, we have 132, 133 kVA. 90% completion, abandoned. This over years, not yesterday, not 5 years ago. Abandoned. If you go to Okigwe, these are what's supposed to improve power supply. If you go to Okigwe, you have 132 and 33 kVA, abandoned. Substations, abandoned. If you go to, I will count over and over and over again, within the south-south-south-east, which is the area of my coverage. This is supposed to be one of the main functions of the board are supposed to bring political will to the running of an infrastructure, more especially as it affects power, TCN in that matter.
Okay, all right. So, Mr. Anderson, yesterday
yes,
evening, according to you, after a meeting that lasted just about 4 or 5 hours, the strike action was suspended. Can we get authoritatively from you that the strike action has been suspended?
Yes, the strike action has been suspended, and we have asked our workers. You know, there's a difference between call up and suspension. When we suspend, we mean that it is not over, but we are giving room for the negotiation or the conciliatory meeting, the outcome of the conciliation meeting that happened. That's why we say suspended. And then we have asked our workers to go back. I think we have power, the river, the grid is on, and the river states are having power. After the last time I got the report, it's only three feeders that is yet to come on, but majority of other feeders are on. And the resolution, let me bring to you, on the issue of onboarding this year, that is another critical issue.
Mr. Innocent, hold on. We're going for a break shortly, right? We'll come back and okay. We'll engage you. You tell us, we'll look forward to tell us, one, which of the feeders are on, what are the issues that were agreed upon last night, and what's the promissory note that these things will not happen again? My guest, Innocent Lord Douglas, will get to you shortly after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Power update today. 10:30 a.m. this morning. My name is Jude Omamigbe, and we are being joined via telephone this morning by a member of the union, the power union, the electricity workers union, who went on a strike 2 days ago that led to the downing of tools and services yesterday. Now, you probably noticed that you probably didn't have power in your area in Port Harcourt. I put out a tweet yesterday and I was asking people if they had power. Some people had not seen power since 11 a.m. of yesterday. Some was like about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the power was eventually turned off. So, Comrade Innocent, Lord Douglas is my guest. He is the Deputy General Secretary, Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Companies, South, South and South East Zone. Let's get to hear from him this morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Innocent. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jude.
Good. All right. So we're going to open the phone line shortly, and I'm sure the listening public would like to ask you questions as to the operations of the PHED and all the other allied, you know, workers who went on the strike yesterday, or rather 2 days ago. Now, just before the break, you were trying to allude to us some of the things that you say are misnomers. They're not proper, and they were occurring in your institution, in your organization. Now, let me ask, sir, what exactly should you or should Nigerians be expecting now that this strike has been suspended? What were the agreed terms from the meeting that you can tell us that you were privy to? Nigerians need to know what was said and what's the guarantee that this will happen again?
Okay, firstly, before 2013, electricity sector, mostly the distribution sector of the power, was privatized. Before the privatization, the union advised the government that it will yield no positive result. Following what government has put forward and the people that are trying to buy over the power sector, we saw them as businessmen who want to make money out of that. But government did not listen. Today, everybody in Nigeria is feeling the impact of the mechanized distribution sector, what we call DISCO. We are seeing how we are paying more of that mess than the electricity that we receive. Recently, we also got an information that the federal government wants to privatize TCN. And we said, no, you will not privatize TCN. In the conciliatory meeting yesterday, the issue of unbundling of TCN was put to rest as government denied ever contemplating of such agenda.
So where did the information come through that there was going to be a planned unbundling of TCN?
We have seen it over the media. There have been so many meetings and that holding. But it's better. We are hearing from government saying, no, we deny it is not. So we are believing that all that we've heard before are rumors or Mr. Flax. Secondly.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, but yeah. Listen to you, Mr. Anderson.
Okay. All right. Secondly, on the issue of, there is another issue of stigmatization of SDACN workers. These are people that the privatization of the private sector affected. And many of them are still in their youthful age. And if they apply for opportunities to be employed in TCN, they will be denied because they have ever worked in the PACN. That matter was brought forward and the High Committee was inaugurated yesterday, comprising of the Ministry of Labour, Ministry of Power, Office of the Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Market Operators, Office of the Head of Service of the Federation, and the two in-house unions, which is the Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Companies, IEC, and the National Union of Electricity Employees, NUE, to fine-tune policy on what considered discriminatory and unacceptable and revert back immediately. That's another victory to Nigerians and the people that work and are working in the power sector. The third one is payment of outstanding areas of privatization. Of course, I've told you that since 2013 to today, people are still being owed that money, and the 16 months that was an extra month's work has not been paid to date. Government is expected a comprehensive report in 2 weeks from yesterday. So these are the resolutions that made us to suspend the action yesterday.
Okay, all right. So we're going to open the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and WhatsApp and Telegram 0809-030-6416. Please be advised, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also send your messages to Twitter and WhatsApp at NigeriaInfoPH. @NigeriaInfoPH. All right, we have joining us this morning via telephone, Comrade Innocent Lord Douglas, Deputy General Secretary, Senior Staff Association of Electricity and Allied Companies, a company South, South, and Southeast Zone. Now, we have a comment, and I'm putting it to you, Mr. Innocent. All right, it says Martin's clean. All right, and we also have one from Didymus. It says, though electricity, you say, I thought electricity was privatized. The story is not clear. Why are they on strike? Can you maybe clarify for him, please?
If electricity is on strike, does not mean that the workers does not belong to a union. A disco was privatized and mechanized into 11 discos. But we still have a union body that is controlling the affairs or the welfare of negotiating for the welfare of the electricity workers. And this year, there is spread around across generation, distribution, and transmission. So if we notice that there is an issue in any of the sector, we can strike.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Zion is on the line. We're going to give Zion a minute and a half. He can ask questions or make a comment on the subject matter this morning. Zion is speaking to us from GRE. Zion, good morning to you, please.
Yes. I guess this is a union matter. And I want to ask the guest, why didn't they take this matter to the industrial court? Number two question, if the ACN was set up by a board that they don't like, the ACN, is this a body enacted by the Act of the Parliament? And is it the union member that should determine who should be the board directors or the federal government that enacts them? Number three question, I am a customer. I pay my bill. Now you are going on strike. Do you consult me as a stakeholder in the electricity distribution or whatever? Did you consult me as a stakeholder? And number four question, do you have a provision to compensate me for the losses I'm incurring? Because the foods in my fridge are getting bad, my drinks are getting hot, I cannot pump water on my own. Yes, you are still cutting. Yesterday, we still see NEPA staff still going about disconnecting people. sir, don't you think your organization is infringing on my rights?
Good question, Mrs. Iron. Miss Innocent, can you help us with some of the answers?
Yeah. Let me respond. We did not take up power from, starting from the beginning. We may not suggest to the government on whom government chooses as their board members. But we are critical stakeholders. We can tell government the people you are choosing does not have the required qualification to become.
Was there ever a conversation that maybe this argument should have been taken to the industrial court, Zion stated, the first caller says, why didn't your body go to the industrial court to seek for some form of clarification and justice, if I may say so?
No. Why will you go to court when you can get what you want? Let government go to court. What we told them is, do this. If you don't do this, we withdraw our workers, and we have the legal right to do that. We are empowered to withdraw the services of our member. It's only that you need explanation that you go to court. Then it is a part of the stand, or it behooves on the federal government to say, no, we are going to court. Federal government can go to court. But we told them, and we said, look, it is our right to withdraw our member. We have that. We have that right. I want to remember if they are not nicely treated. And that was what we did. We didn't take offline. All we did was to withdraw our members from the industry. And when we withdraw our members, of course, there are some of these technical issues that on their own they will just be tripping up. If there is danger, there are relays that are going to trip. And that is why we are not even supposed to leave the industry in the first place.
There was a video that circulated showing, feeder lines, in Abuja being turned off. They were recording, they put it on social media. They switched them off. And, like he said, some people had paid their bills, and even yesterday, at least I got to see with my own eyes, some staff members, with their vans going around on, revenue drive. Have you paid your bills? And yet the power was still turned off.
No, it's a different sector. The people that go for revenue drive are people in the disco distribution. We didn't shut down distribution. Mm. We shut down, we withdrew, not even shutting down, we withdrew our members from transmission. We had no problem with distribution. The people that go around looking for, searching for revenue, the people in the distribution, I told you when I started that they can classify it in three segments. The generation sector, where using APAM as a case study, that will be known to everybody, that's distribution sector. And then you go to transmission sector. The people that transmit from generated energy to the distribution. So we had no problem with distribution. They have the right to go about their business. But we had an issue with transmission. And transmission is only owned by the federal government. And that is why all our negotiations was geared towards the federal government. And we met the federal government making our complaint. If we were talking about distribution, the time we have issue with distribution, we go on media. We tell them, look, we are having issue with distribution, and we are going to go on strike. And people know that. And if there is any compensation, I think it's not for the union to pay.
Who is to pay, please? Because I'm just seeing a report that analysts have drawn up an estimate that for the shutdown, that the blackout for most part of the day yesterday, Nigerians incurred about 3 billion naira worth of losses.
Jude, we are in a civilized country, so to speak.
Okay.
If we do what we're supposed to do at the right time, we wouldn't incur losses. The meeting held yesterday, I said it earlier enough, took an average of 5 hours. If the ministries that are responsible for this will be responsible to attend to matters without being proactive, we wouldn't be where we are at the moment. Also remember that we are talking about people that have lost their jobs in 2013 until now. Many of them are dead. Many of them, their children can't go to school because the money that was supposed to be paid to them that have been paid to their colleagues, federal government is still withholding it to today. I think we need to be empathetic taking this matter and see that we are talking about our fellow citizens that live next door with us. Our federal government is withholding them somebody's money since 2013. Till now, the money worked for. The money he left, he was forced out of job. Not that he was old, not that he had reached his retirement age. Most of these people worked just less than 10 years and they were forced out and negotiated that they are going to be paid and they are not paid. And if the union now said, okay, after negotiating since 2013 till today, nothing to force is coming, all the agreements reached have been aborted, and union said, okay, we are going to withdraw our member. I think the public, the citizens, should applaud the union.
Okay, all right. Now, my final question to you, before we take another call and read some more messages, has to do with the perceived and sometimes very well documented cases of corrupt practices from either senior level or even those on the ground, whether it's at the transmission or distribution. Every Thursday, we get to hear people complain about one area not having power. There are parts of Ogoni. I think for about a year now, no light. There are parts where they say, oh, they've collected money. The officials say they should bring money, they should do this, they should contribute. And then you have people who come around and say, oh, we'll do your meter like this, we'll do all of this. Do all these complaints come to you during your meetings? And how do you go about trying to clarify and clean the system?
Yes, I'm very happy you're diving into this sector. I am in charge of four distribution companies in Nigeria. And the issue you're saying is not strange.
Hold on, sir. Influence is on the line. Let's hear Influence quickly, and we'll get back to you. Hello, Influence. Good morning, please.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Do you have a comment or a question for our guest?
Okay, it's not a question per se, but I want to say this. I don't know why your guest is trying to sugarcoat the video that everybody saw on social media. The people that were trying to turn off that plant or whatever, they were doing it and they were talking, trying to tell us what they were doing. They want to bring blackout on the nation. They were not hiding about it. The other aspect I want to ask is this. We have our fellow citizens who are in the civil service. Whenever they have issues with the government, their first line of work is to embark on strike and punish other citizens. It has been happening for a very long time in successive governments. Currently, ASUU is on strike, punishing ordinary citizens, health workers are fully the results, right? Punishing other citizens. Now, yesterday we had this transmission company workers going on strike, and everything is on ordinary citizens. At what point we still need to explore other options of resolving their issues without taking it on ordinary Nigerians?
Influence. Mr. Instance, answer that question already, talking about why they had to go on strike.
Yeah. Let me answer the question. In the first place, I have not seen the video you say is circulating. But again, I'm not sugarcoating. There is nothing wrong in somebody leaving office and have to shut down the area of operation.
Yes.
This technical, this electricity, it can catch fire. So if anybody shut down his feeder is not great. What I'm talking about, we don't shut down national grid. FIDA is not great. Mm. If somebody is going out of office, I say, come out, we join our members, and you shut down the FIDA. There's something wrong with that. That is even proactive. That has to even be commended.
I understand, you should try to understand where they are coming from. So you shut down the feeder, right? But the end product is that there's still no power. Yes, the grid is not shut down. The grid is still operating. There's still generation. However, the transmission is not going through. So those who should have the power don't have the power. That's where he's coming from. So that technicality is what people don't understand.
Let's also go to, he made a comment and he was referring to ordinary Nigerians. Who are the ordinary Nigerians? The people working in the LSE sector are ordinary Nigerians. The people that are lecturers in university are ordinary Nigerians. The people that are students in those universities are ordinary Nigerians. The civil service he talked about are ordinary Nigerians. The young man that just spoke, work in one place, that is an ordinary Nigerian. If an ordinary Nigerian is being called for 8 years and somebody will come up on radio and say that we did wrong, that is wrong. That is why we are and where we are today. If an ordinary Nigerian is not being paid his money as a lecturer, and we come on radio and we say, oh, that lecturer is supposed to be teaching, that is wrong. That is, we are not being empathic. We should feel the pulse of the other. There's somebody who was forced out of the office in 2013, and he paid. That young man have not paid, and you're telling me ordinary Nigeria. Who is more ordinary than that man that is an apprentice rolling in the street?
All right, so Mr. Yusuf, if we can, we have just about 2.5 minutes. Can you address that issue that we made mention of you being in control of several areas and this corruption?
I have arrested over 4 persons. The people that goes around mounting meter and collect money, I have been on radio over this matter. They are not PhD staff in as much as I'm not spokesman of PhD, but they are a different company. That their job is only to go and plant meter. If they come to your house, they want to demand 20,000 and 30,000 and that. And they are the major problem we are having in distribution companies in this part of the state.